You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We get to have another Set Apart to Serve conversation today. We're heading further west today, visiting our friends at Concordia University Irvine today. Excited about this conversation. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today for our Set Apart to Serve conversation, the Reverend Dr. David Loy. He's professor of philosophy, theology, and ethics, and Dean of Christ College at Concordia University Irvine. Dr. Loy, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you.
Also joining us today, Carrie Donahoe. She's the Director of LCMS Recruitment, Christ College Program Coordinator, and Assistant Director of LCMS Placement at Concordia University Irvine. Carrie, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you.
Well, I am excited to learn more about Concordia University Irvine and Christ College. I know Sarah is currently enrolled at Concordia University Irvine.
It's my school.
I'm excited to learn more about Christ College and church worker formation there as well. So let's start with that. What is Christ College at Concordia University Irvine?
So some listeners may remember that the whole institution was Christ College when it was first founded. Mm-hmm. When the institution became Concordia University Irvine, that name Christ College followed the church work preparation programs. There have been some mergers and other things that have happened, but today Christ College is the home for philosophy, theology, ancient biblical languages, and all church work formation here at Concordia University Irvine. So an academic unit that oversees all of the church work preparation.
I'm curious about the combination of philosophy into theological programs, and I see you're laughing now, but I mean, it's interesting, and I think I'm curious what the reason is, because knowing philosophy and theology together, I feel like that gives students a bit of an edge.
So it's partly simply historical in that the people who taught philosophy back when were called as theology professors. That is not entirely true today, but I was called as a theology professor, taught philosophy. My kind of mentor here at Concordia University Irvine and from back in undergrad days at Valpo, Dr. Jim Bachman, taught theology, also philosophy. Dr. Rod Rosenblatt, same thing. So it's really kind of a historical accident, but it does telegraph that philosophy can be done in a way that is consistent with the Christian faith. We can ask questions, dig deep, and finally find out that, no, it's not really irrational to be a Christian after all.
And let's not overlook ancient biblical languages.
And ethics.
And ethics, yes.
All good stuff. All very good stuff. Okay, so tell us about each of your roles with Christ College at Concordia University Irvine.
Carrie, go ahead.
Okay. So with my three titles, I am the Director of LCMS Recruitment. So I work with our undergrad team to recruit students who are not just church workers, but also LCMS, and just be an extra person for them to be in contact with at Concordia Irvine and have a relationship with. And then Christ College Program Coordinator means that I work with those students once they get here and with their program director to make sure that they've completed the requirements they need, or if they have any questions and their director is not available, I can sometimes answer those questions for them. And then I work with Dr. Carrie Chittick in the placement world to place our candidates who are ready for their first call. So that's what I do.
And then as Dean of Christ College, I oversee all the academics and operations, as well as overseeing church work preparation. A lot of just administrative stuff.
So let's talk about church work preparation and formation. Why is it important to you, Dr. Loy? And we'll ask Carrie the same question in a moment as well.
So I woke up one day in the eighth grade and wanted to be a pastor. Had no idea at the time why. I'll tell you later why that desire was in my heart. Came up in an LCMS church, was confirmed, but also, so this past spring, I lost both of my parents. So there's a long arc there, right? I have two brothers. I've just seen the way in which pastors and other church workers can care for those of us who want to follow Jesus across all the phases of our life, from the very beginning, right, through the so normal, stable, and peaceful teenage years, and then all the way to the very end of life. So it's important to me, it's personal for me, to have church workers, whether pastors, Lutheran teachers, DCEs, DPMs, deaconesses, who will bring the love of Jesus to people and can do that in a way that matches what the people are going through at the time.
Carrie, how about for you? Why is church work program important to you?
So when I started at Concordia, I was just an administrative assistant for the DCE program and for the student teaching office. And I just kind of grew into loving church work. I was going to come here and work for 5 years and be a Lutheran teacher. And when I got ready to go off to do my student teaching and stuff, they asked me to stay because I had been doing placement for so long. And I just really have a heart for the students that come here and a heart for our alumni. I just love going to the youth gathering and other places and seeing our alumni and hearing their stories and what's going on with them. So that's why I am stunned about it.
So tell us about the programs offered. I know a few have been mentioned. Tell us about the programs offered for church worker formation at Concordia Irvine.
So I think we'll tag team this. I'm going to let Carrie do the undergrad, and then I'll talk a little bit about a couple other programs.
Okay, so we have, for traditional undergrads, we offer pre-deaconess, pre-seminary, and then director of parish music, DPM, DCE, and the director of Christian education, and then our Lutheran teaching programs. And we offer Lutheran teaching programs in special ed, elementary, secondary, and also in classical education. So those are our undergrads, yes.
Yeah. Before I move on to a couple other programs, I want to point out that a decision was made long ago, well before I was here at Concordia University Irvine, to have all of the church work programs located in one school in Christ College. And so all of the students, traditional undergrads going through church work programs, will take many classes together. We'll do some activities together. And the idea is, look, they're going to be in team ministry eventually. Let's get them used to each other now, get them used to cooperating or what's that noun? Cooperation. I don't know how to make that into a verb. Cooperating, whatever it is. Get them used to that.
That deserves a sticker.
It does.
Yeah, there we go. So I believe we're unique in that all of the church work programs are overseen in one college here at Concordia Irvine. In addition to the traditional undergrad programs, we have an online DCE certification program at the bachelor's level and the master's level. Because of the way that state regulations work, we can't do that in every state, but we're going to try. So people who are already in a congregation doing maybe family ministry or youth ministry because they were an art major and then landed in a job in a church can get full DCE certification, get all of the skills there. We also have colloquy paths, and we're kind of playing around at the moment with colloquy for director of parish music, or whether that's colloquy or something else, but we can actually take people with a bachelor's degree in music, give them the theological grounding for ministry and help them into DPM ministry. And then we also have here what's called the Cross-Cultural Ministry Center. It's a partnership with Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. We do most of the educating at the master's level. And Concordia Seminary faculty certify those men who finish the program and ought to be certified. They're certified for pastoral ministry.
Wow. Lots of opportunities for formation, preparation and formation to serve as church workers. And that sounds a lot like things that make Concordia University Irvine unique. But what are other things that you love about Concordia University Irvine that make it unique?
So I'm going to start on the curricular side. Our general education curriculum uses what in higher ed is known as kind of a core model. So all incoming students will take the same sets of classes. That's the idea of the core. But we've turned that up a notch, and we've paired classes with one another. So all incoming freshmen in one semester of freshman year will take core biology and core theology as a pair. They'll literally be in class in bio for 1 hour, and then the next hour is theology, or vice versa. And the two professors from the two classes actually touch base and try to do a little bit of cross-pollinating. How can you be a biologist and a Christian at the same time? Turns out all of our biology faculty are. In the other semester, freshmen take philosophy and math as a pair. Then transfer students take theology and philosophy as a pair. That is a pretty unique way of doing general education. It means all the students, church work students and other students, have a common intellectual experience. And because they're reading primary texts, maybe a common set of enemies. Oh, I got to read Plato again, or I got to read Francis Bacon, or Gerhardt, Johann Gerhardt. Never heard of him. Got to read him too. Mm-hmm. So I think that's one of the very interesting and unique pieces of Concordia University Irvine as a whole. Carrie, what about you?
Well, where we live, it's beautiful here. You can wear flip-flops and year-round, even in February, which is different than the other Concordias. And our students, we have the mission field is here at our university. Not all of our students are Lutheran, and we do have a lot of different denominations and many unchurched students here. And so our students get to work with our campus ministry and really be able to delve into starting to cultivate their ministry while they're here as a student.
We are talking with the Reverend Dr. David Loy and Carrie Donahoe from Christ College at Concordia University Irvine. As part of our Set Apart to Serve series, we'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Only 750 of over 7,000 languages spoken in the world have the full Bible. Lutheran Bible Translators wants to help close the gap in this generation. We can do this with your help. Connect your congregation to the Global Church by hosting a Bible Translation Sunday, an advocacy event that raises awareness about Bible translation. Lutheran Bible Translators provides ready-to-use service elements, a sermon outline, and more, all designed to fit your church's schedule. Join the movement of Lutheran churches committed to bringing God's Word to every language. Visit lbt.org/bts to learn more and sign up for a Bible Translation Sunday. That's lbt.org/bts.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We're talking with the Reverend Dr. David Loy and Carrie Donahoe from Christ College at Concordia University Irvine about church worker formation. And before we went to break, we were talking about the things that make Concordia University Irvine a unique place. And Dr. Loy, you were talking about the curricular opportunities. And I'm curious how that extends into the rest of the formation experience. You know, often we have a field worker or different kinds of ways that church workers serve in a local congregation, a local organization. What are those kinds of opportunities like for students in church worker formation at Irvine?
Sure. For traditional undergrads, it really varies based on the program. Director of Christian Education students, DCE students, have a pretty intensive field work program. They're assigned to a local congregation, and over the course of a couple of years, they'll actually experience ministry in a couple of different congregations. That culminates in the senior year, the final year, with a little more intensive senior field work experience. All of those experiences are generally done under an experienced DCE working in ministry at that congregation. Occasionally, we'll do something a little different. Maybe we've got a congregation without a DCE, but with good opportunities. And what the students do kind of ratchets up over the course of their time at Concordia Irvine. So freshmen, sophomores may be doing more observing. Seniors are actually kind of expected to take a little bit of a leadership role. And then, of course, DCE students, after they graduate, do the one-year internship, which in many cases turns into their first call. That is a full-time paid internship and placement somewhere in the United States, and students do not know in advance where that will be. Our Lutheran teaching students, of course, as part of teaching certification, they have to do student teaching. And the way we do that is half of a semester in a public school, half of a semester in a Lutheran school, somewhere in California, somewhere in the area. But we actually, a couple of years ago, introduced a practicum, we call it. So students need to spend something like 4 weeks full-time in a Lutheran school. That gives them a chance to just experience the rhythm of congregational and school life before they even head out into student teaching. And the director is very insistent that they go to church on Sunday mornings as well, because it's expected that Lutheran teachers will go to church if they're teaching at a school. Director of parish music students, it's a little less structured, but they are expected to visit various congregations, plug in various ways, and they also have the senior field work. We match them up with a congregation where they can maybe work on some of their weaknesses, but also work out in their strengths. And then typically there's kind of a summer internship somewhere along the way. So more of an extended experience where they get to, again, experience the rhythm of parish life and the role that a director of parish music plays in that. Currently, our pre-seminary students and pre-deaconess students, we don't do any field work. I know Concordias have different philosophies on that. However, many of them end up plugging in campus ministry, as Carrie said, leading Bible studies. We had one group of students who decided they really wanted a evening prayer or vesper service. And so they worked with our pastor, Pastor Anderson, and have got a student-run vesper service or evening prayer service going. And then they obviously find other ways to. Occasionally, local pastors will say, hey, you're a pre-sem student. Do you want to do X, Y, or Z at my congregation? But that's really between them and the pastor. Carrie, did you anything I missed there?
I don't think so. For our graduate students, if they are in the DCE program, they're usually currently already serving. And so they do their internship and their fieldwork requirements actually in the parish while they're there.
Now, Carrie, earlier you mentioned how much you enjoy seeing alumni, especially at places like the LCMS Youth Gathering, which, by the way, we'll see you in New Orleans.
Yes, I'll be there.
2025. But you mentioned how much you love seeing alumni. Tell us about where Christ College alumni are serving today.
Well, right now we have students all over the world, but we have a student in China who is serving, and then we have students all over the United States. We've had students in Alaska and Hawaii, but pretty much everywhere. We've had a student who served in Peru for a while, who is now back in the U.S. And so we try to work with a student where they want to serve and where God wants them to go.
And I can literally think of alumni in North Carolina, Ann Arbor area, and that California, obviously.
Texas. We have a lot in Texas now, too.
Gotcha. Colorado. So really, yeah, across the nation, across the world.
That's fantastic. So from both of your perspectives, who do you see influencing youth and adults the most when they're considering church work formation?
We see, obviously, parents. I get a lot of phone calls from parents. Hey, I want my child to be a church worker. How do I get him to Concordia Irvine? And then also our alumni, I get lots of calls from our alumni also asking me, hey, who do I get them connected to? How do I get them? But a lot of the students who I meet with on a daily basis are the church workers that have influenced them. They're Lutheran teachers. If they went to public school, it's somebody at their congregation. We have lots of students who come from all different educational backgrounds. And so it's great to see. We are even getting a lot from the classical schools now, looking at our classical education program so that they can give back to their congregations.
Yeah, I would just reiterate what Carrie said. Parents play a really important role. I mean, it's funny. It's sometimes parents are different. Different parents are different. Some parents worry about financial stability for their children. That's an important worry. But sometimes parents, I think, also worry about status. I would point out that while some church workers do struggle financially, their congregations typically understand the struggle and are trying to do things about it. We also need to think about status differently than the rest of the world does. I love Luther's comment about pastors. They're more important than kings and princes. Pastors proclaim the gospel that saves people, and this is true for DCEs, Lutheran teachers, DPMs, deaconesses. So parents are really important, and parents who can help their children understand that there's more to the life than merely sort of a lot of money and status. Church workers, again, I've heard lots of stories of young people who've come to me and said, or come here to Concordia and said, yeah, well, the reason I'm thinking about church work is because I went to a church without a DCE, and then I went to a national youth gathering and I met this DCE and I saw how they worked with their youth group, and they kind of became my DCE, or I've just seen how my pastor cared for my family, or I went through a Lutheran school and the Lutheran teacher just really inspired me to want to teach biology to high schools at a Lutheran school. I'm going to tell one other story. I think sometimes we think about who influences and we think directly, but ultimately it's the Holy Spirit who influences people. And so I remember a comment from a member of my congregation back in Missouri where I served before coming here. And his name was Gene Straw, now in glory. But he would talk about praying people into ministry. So maybe a grandparent or an older member of the congregation just looks and sees a young person and thinks, I think they'd be a good pastor. I think they'd be a good DCE. Just start praying. That's actually my story. I woke up one day in the eighth grade, wanted to be a pastor, had no idea why. Turns out my mom had been praying even before she had children, that kind of Hannah's prayer, if you give me a child, I'll give him back to you. And so I'm the first, I'm a male, and for reasons that I didn't find out until later, I ended up in pastoral ministry because my mom prayed for it fervently.
What are the opportunities for students whose parents maybe have been praying for them to consider church work, or who have been influenced by others in their lives who are thinking about church work? What are the opportunities at Concordia University Irvine to come learn about these programs?
So I'll jump in with some general stuff. Anything set apart to serve is worth looking at. There's a lot of very interesting and helpful information on the Set Apart to Serve website. We here at Concordia have some websites where students can explore a bit. We've even got a few little recorded videos from alumni. But there are even better ways to learn about Concordia and meet our church work students.
Most important is come and visit us. And we encourage any prospective student who wants to just check us out to come visit. And we also have a scholarship for eligible students of 80% off church work for church workers. So if a student wants to be a church worker and that's on their heart, I encourage them, once they get accepted, as long as their GPA meets the requirement and they complete the paperwork, I'd be happy to have them be interviewed to receive that scholarship. And we've got quite a few that are on that scholarship, and we're looking forward to having quite a few next fall of 25. We've already got quite a few applications and accepted students, and we're working through those files right now.
Yeah. That, by the way, is the same discount that faculty and staff dependents get. So we are committed to church work preparation. The other thing is, if somebody's not quite ready to make the trip out, they can always contact Carrie Donahoe. She can talk with them, put them in touch with the program directors or with me. We're happy to have conversations around what's it like to study church work here at Concordia University Irvine? Or a few people out there might know some of our current students. I'm not, what do they say, on socials or whatever it is. I'm totally off social media, but I'm sure our students can be found on social media and would love to talk about Concordia Irvine with students who might cyber stalk. Okay, that's the wrong word. Who might track them down via social.
Well, and I would be happy if a student wants to talk to one of our students. I have a great core group of students. They're my best recruiters to reach out to students. I don't have them cold call them. Our admissions team does that, but I have specific ones that I would love to get students connected to if they are interested, and get information about how it is to study at Concordia University Irvine.
Very good. If people are interested in learning more, where can they go to learn more information, to read more about Concordia University Irvine?
Go to the front page of www.cui.edu. And then there's a box to search for majors or programs. Put in the program you're interested in. If you're interested in pre-seminary, type in pre-seminary. If you're interested in DCE, type in Director of Christian Education. And that should take you to pages where you can not only see what the curriculum is like, but then see some of the other information, field work, scholarship information, and the like. Or you can always email carrie.donohoe@cui.edu And Carrie would gladly send links to anybody who's interested.
Again, CUI.edu is the place to learn more about Concordia University Irvine. Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. David Loy, Professor of Philosophy, Theology, and Ethics, and Dean of Christ College at Concordia University Irvine. Dr. Loy, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Carrie Donahoe, Director of LCMS Recruitment, Christ College Program Coordinator, and Assistant Director of LCMS Placement at Concordia University Irvine. Carrie, thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.